A warning to our listeners, the next story includes allegations of rape and sexual assault. A federal judge in New York has just released new documents naming for the first time dozens of powerful men allegedly associated with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Named in the documents are former presidents Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, celebrities including the magician David Copperfield, actor Kevin Spacey, and public figures including Britain's Prince Andrew and attorney Alan Dershowitz. And there are dozens of others. Epstein was accused of operating a sex trafficking ring that victimized dozens of young people while allegedly catering to politicians, billionaires, and royalty. The fact that these men were named in these documents does not mean they did anything wrong or face criminal allegations, but the revelations have drawn huge public attention. NPR's Brian Mann is following this story. Hi, Brian.
Hey there.
So, Brian, if you could just start by reminding us who Jeffrey Epstein was.
He was this incredibly powerful, well-connected financial advisor who was convicted in 2008 on prostitution charges involving an underage girl. And over the years, a growing number of women, including Sarah Ransom, who spoke to NPR in 2021, have come forward to accuse Epstein of really brutal attacks.
I was walking along. His car pulled up next to me. I was forced into his car, taken to his mansion, and raped. It didn't matter where I was. It didn't matter where I went. He would always find me.
And even after he was a registered sex offender, Epstein continued to socialize with some of the world's richest, most powerful people. He took his own life in jail in 2019 while awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges.
And Brian, we've mentioned some of the names that are mentioned in these documents, but tell us, what does it mean that these people, as well as others, are now being identified in this way?
Yeah, again, it's important to say, just because these men were allegedly associated with Epstein, these documents don't reflect criminal charges or evidence of wrongdoing. These are claims that were raised in a civil case. But what we're seeing here is really a paper trail that came up during litigation that points to alleged friendships and associations between Epstein and all these powerful figures, some extending well after he became a registered sex offender. And one deposition, a woman who says she was exploited by Epstein sexually, then goes on to talk about being present with other powerful men who she describes as Epstein associates, alleged Epstein associates, referring to former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, the singer Michael Jackson, former President Trump. All of these men, I should say, have said before they did nothing wrong. They say they were unaware of Epstein's crimes.
Right. And as you mentioned, Jeffrey Epstein died more than 4 years ago. So why are we seeing these names now?
Yeah, so these names were gathered as part of evidence for a civil trial launched by one of Epstein's alleged victims, Virginia Giuffre, who says she was sexually assaulted by Epstein and other rich men when she was still a minor. After that lawsuit was settled, these documents were sealed. They were kept private for years, but the Miami Herald fought for years to have these documents and these names released to the public. It's that local newspaper that made this happen.
Brian, the release of these names is just one part of the reckoning that continues over this case. What other public fallout have we seen from Jeffrey Epstein's crimes?
So far, Epstein and his associate Ghislaine Maxwell are the only ones to face criminal charges in all this. Epstein died in prison. Maxwell is now serving a 20-year prison sentence. But over the last year, we have seen fallout from this scandal hit two different major banks, J.P. Yeah. Morgan and Deutsche Bank. They did business with Epstein, and they've agreed to pay nearly $500 million in settlements of civil lawsuits okay. linked to the scandal. Going forward, it seems unlikely that any of Epstein's associates will face criminal charges.
NPR's Brian Mann, thank you.
Thank you.